The Bush administration is continuing its strategy of focusing on the progress being made in Iraq and downplaying news of daily attacks on U.S. forces. In the 2 days since the downing of a U.S. helicopter, with 15 soldiers killed and more than 24 wounded, the president's speeches have not mentioned the incident. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Sunday was the single worst day of fatalities suffered by U.S. forces in Iraq since March. But you wouldn't know that from the public statements President Bush has made in recent days. Yesterday, he delivered a pair of speeches while on the road in Birmingham, Alabama, but his remarks contained only indirect reference to the latest casualties.
Saddam holdouts and foreign terrorists are desperately trying to throw Iraq into chaos by attacking our forces and aid workers and innocent Iraqi citizens. They know that the advance of freedom in Iraq will be a major defeat for the cause of terror.
When reporters asked why no mention of the downing of the helicopter, the president's press secretary himself gave an indirect answer, noting that the president often talks about the service and sacrifice of members of the military and that they serve an important cause in Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere. The president's decision to maintain a general and consistent reaction to casualties was not unnoticed on Capitol Hill. Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle called it a lack of sensitivity.
Well, I was surprised that it wasn't mentioned, and there are a lot of issues on the table. But I have to say, I think that we have to note tragedies of this magnitude to make sure people understand the enormity of the problem and the extraordinary sympathy that we would want to extend to the families, especially those who have lost their lives.
Today, as the president toured fire damage in Southern California, he did finally comment on the shooting down of the helicopter when he took questions from reporters for the first time in a week.
I'm saddened any time there's a loss of life. I'm saddened because I know a family hurts and there's a deep pain in somebody's heart. But I do want to remind the loved ones that their sons and daughters, or the sons in this case, died for a cause greater than themselves and a noble cause, which is the security of the United States.
In that answer, the president spoke of the sons who died in the missile attack on the helicopter. Not all their names have been released yet, but at least two of the troops killed were female, including 20-year-old Karina Lau from California, the state the president was visiting today. The president was also asked about Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein remaining at large. He replied that while Saddam and his loyalists were still trying to stir up trouble, they are no longer running Iraq. That, too, is part of Mr. Bush's focus on the positive. Professor John Bram, a presidential scholar at the University of Chicago, says it's not surprising that the president is doing his best not to talk about the serious difficulties the U.S. faces in Iraq.
The logic has to be that the president doesn't want to be seen as a president of bad news like Jimmy Carter was. He doesn't want to have to refer to a malaise, and the lesson that every president since then has been, happy talk will get you reasonably far, but sad talk will take you all the way down the tubes.
But Bram also notes that the determination to focus on the positive has risks.
If we have sustained further disasters from the U.S. point of view, then the president will seem very out of touch with what his troops are doing overseas.
Tonight, the president returns to Washington, where he expects to sign into law the $87.5 billion supplemental spending bill for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.